Good evening and welcome to Sunday Showcase. I'm Damiano Pietropaolo. One of Canada's best-loved performers, Dennis Simpson, has carved a successful career in television and musical theater and has lit up stages from Vancouver to New York with his charismatic presence. In this new radio play, an expansion of his one-man stage show, Simpson reflects on his life and career, which has ranged from performing on an iconic children's television program to acting in the musical Hair. It's a roller coaster ride of emotions as Simpson cheerfully illuminates his childhood with laughter, sends up his own career, and tells us of the emotional tragedy that rocked his grown-up world. Dennis Anyone was produced in Vancouver by Heather Brown and includes original music written and performed by Jerry Atwell. Here now is tonight's play.
Well, go do it then.
Hello there.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking for, is Bister Casting?
You got it. New office, new management.
Raymond retired?
Oh, okay, sure. Can't talk about Raymond. You're still in litigation. Here for an audition?
Yes, I am.
Super. Help me out here. Dog food?
Sorry?
The Happy Puppy dog food commercial?
Actually, I'm here for the movie of the week.
Super! Name?
Simpson. Dennis Simpson.
Age?
Let's just say 35 American. You figure out the exchange.
Oh! Do you have professional experience?
Some.
But no agent?
I'm between agents and not in a good way. Ergo, my visit here. I've kind of been off the radar, took a little me time, did the coast thing, now I'm back.
Super! Well, we'll need you to fill out some forms here. Get your info, you know, equity, ACTRA, yada, yada, yada. Got your headshot?
I sent my stuff over yesterday, didn't you? Oh, here, just take this one. This is like applying for citizenship. What's this one? List five words that describe you? For real?
Well, that's your vibe sheet. Todd is very new age. He likes to have a vibe profile on all our actors. Just have fun with it. There's a bunch of people ahead of you, so this might take a while. Why don't you just plant yourself over there and hand that back to me when you're done?
Super. I'll plant myself. Do you have any professional experience? Oh, 35 years American, you say? Well, that's just super. Oh. And a vibe sheet? Who took over the space? Don Cornelius? Five words that describe me. Brilliant. Star. Okay, focus. Five words. Black. Man. Actor. Canadian. 1, 2, 3, 4. Should I? Nah. Let's catch the vibes first. Should actor lead the list or man? No, black looks correct. Is this like who gets top billing? Or should I just list them in order of appearance? Well, I was born black and a male, but I wasn't born a Canadian. What about an actor? Was I born an actor? Who the hell knows what I was born? I wasn't there in any way that matters.
Yes, girl, do it.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Breathe in.
Breathe
out.
Yes.
Hold my hand.
Yeah.
Hold my hand.
Just easy now.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Yes, girl.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
you do it.
Yes,
you
do
it.
Yes,
you
do it.
Time. Time. Excuse me. Can't you see I'm having a baby? Oh, this one's like a racehorse. Will it be a man, Fitzroy Constantine Simpson?
Oh, beg of my heart.
I love you, Simpson! Get this damn thing out of me!
Oh, Jesus. Oh, give me some. Oh, loves me, yes. I know.
Oh, this rat picked me. Me know that having sex with you would do this, oh, Lord.
There are 200 million sperm, and only one makes it to the egg. I was the one. The one in 200 million. Dennis Anthony Leopold Simpson. Ta-da! Dennis, anyone?
An actor uses everything that ever happened to him, the good and the bad.
Oh, Lord. Look. What did I do? Where you come from? Peg of my heart, I love you. Don't let us part. I love you. I always knew it would be you in my heart.
I was Mummy's one son, Jamaica's bouncing baby boy. I was an angel. Mama's baby, Daddy's maybe.
Mummy. Oh, wait a minute, Papa. Where's my father?
He was never there and never discussed. The kids at school told me what that meant. At home, I was an angel. At school, a bastard. I was a bastard angel, and to me, the words were synonymous. My mother worked and saved her pounds, shillings, and pence, common sense Jamaican woman that she was. Off to work she would go, the ever-efficient legal secretarial pearl that she was. Oh, I couldn't wait till she came home. We'd read together. We'd sing together. Whoever you are, be noble. Whatever you do, do well. Whenever you speak, speak kindly. Bring joy wherever you dwell.
If you remember these things, the world and everything in it will be yours. You were such a good boy today, helping me with my work. You're going to have the sweetest dreams tonight. Dennis, there's something I have to talk to you about. Din-din, Mummy must go away to get a better job and save some money.
Where are you going?
Canada.
Canada? Where's that?
Far away. And it is beautiful. You will love Canada, Dennis. In Canada, we'll have a big house. And you can have your own room. We'll have a big car and a television. I have to go first, but I'll send for you soon.
I promise. Oh, I'll send for you soon. Sure I will, I promise you. Real, real soon.
Excuse me, brother.
Sorry?
Is that seat taken?
Oh, no, go ahead, here. Let me take that stuff. Sorry, they gave me so much to fill out, I feel like I'm back in school. Are you here for the audition?
Yeah, I'm trying out for the role of a preacher. Imagine that, huh? How about you?
Okay, this could get weird.
No shit! No, brother, don't start tripping. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't even say his age, right? If they all, yeah, like Morgan Freeman, man, well, that's cool for you, you know what I'm saying? And if they all... yeah, like Tyrese, man. Then cool for me, right? Touch me.
Touch you? Oh, yeah. Right on.
Old school. That's cool. Ooh, nice rock, man.
Are you going to propose? Oh, my ring. Thanks.
Damn. You look familiar, brother. What'd you do lately? Sitcoms? Sci-fi?
I haven't worked in a few years. Had some stuff to deal with. About 10 years ago, I wrote and produced a one-man show that toured across the country, but you would have been too young to see it. It was kind of adult. Actually, you may have heard about it in theater school.
It was called Dennis Anyone.
No, man. Never checked it out. Any TV?
Yeah. I hosted the kids' show for about 100 years.
Holy shit! You're that Dennis from the Big Red House?
Bingo.
Oh, Jesus H, man. Wait till I tell my moms, man. I used to watch you every day after school with a big-ass glass of milk and a mitt full of cookies, dog. And I wouldn't even believe this. The real Dennis. And now we're up for the same part. Unfreaking real, man.
Yeah. Showbiz, huh?
Dog, I grew up watching you.
So did I. If you start singing, I'll shoot you.
Oh, the big red house, the big red house. We all live in the big red house. Man, I still use those friendly number songs to do my taxes and shit, man. 2 times 2 is 4, there's more. 2 times 3 is 6, no tricks. 2 times 4 is 8, that's great. I love my friendly numbers. Oh, 2 times 2 is 4,
Dennis.
There's more.
Dennis, what is 3 times 3?
3 times 3, I think.
You think, Dennis. You must pay attention in class.
Oh, yes, my school teacher, Mrs. Garrix. Dennis, what is 3 times 3? But my thoughts were far away.
3 times 3? Oh, I think.
You think? You not think at all, boy? Did one in your brain at home, boy? Beside your bed, boy? You not think at all, boy?
You not think at all. You're a lazy, stupid boy. What are you dreaming about?
Where's my mommy? Where is she?
Where is she?
She run out to the North Pole to get away from the likes of you. Ouch. Well, I figured I would write to her myself to see if she really went to the North Pole to get away from me. I mean, how bad could it be? At least I had a direct link to Santa Claus. Was I really that bad? So I wrote, Dear Mommy, where are you?
I miss you very much. I want to show you how much I learned at school. 3 times 3 is 9. When can I come and be with you? What is it like where you are? Why can't I be with you? I love you. Mommy's one son,
Dennis. 2 years passed. I'll send for you soon, I promise.
Yeah.
But one day, a letter arrived. It had 2 stamps on it. One was a picture of the Queen looking very dour, and the other was a white man with a funny hat dressed all in red sitting on a horse. The letter was from my mother. I was summoned.
October 18, 1958. Prime Minister John Diefenbaker denied reports of an impending cabinet shuffle. Economist John Philip Galbraith's book, The Affluent Society, has topped the U.S. bestsellers list. And this just in, 7.5-year-old Dennis Simpson has arrived in Canada, sporting gray flannel slacks, patent leather shoes, a white nylon shirt, and requisite bow tie. Dennis braved the 6-hour Trans-Canada Viscount flight alone to begin this exciting new chapter.
Do you have any coffee here?
This is a caffeine-free environment. But there's a Starbucks half a block down the street on your left. And you've got tons of time, like an hour.
An hour, huh? Can I sneak you back a coffee?
Yeah. Skinny latte? Grande? You are an angel.
Bastard.
No, you're the angel. I may be a while. I need to get to a New Age music free zone for a bit. You know, to get the right vibes.
Fair.
Can I help you?
I'll have the steak tartare and he'll have the trout almondine.
Sir?
A tall Colombian for here and a skinny latte to go.
Canada. Snow. Lilacs in spring. Oh, so many wonders. But the biggest wonder of all was finding out that someone else had taken my place in my mother's heart. Why would she want anyone else? She had me. And here I was, a stranger in a strange land living with a strange man. He refused to let me call him Dad. No, Dennis. Call me Uncle.
Why Uncle?
Because I'm not your real father.
Well, you're not my real uncle either.
I'm going to be your stepfather.
Couldn't I call you that?
No. Say uncle. Say uncle.
Say uncle. Say uncle.
Uncle.
And in more ways than one, that's what I did.
Cream and sugar's over there. That'll be $5.50, please. Sir? $5.50, please.
Oh, me? Oh, thanks. Where's the cream and... over there, right. Thank you.
Oopsie-daisy!
Excuse me.
No damage. I didn't see you either.
Excuse me. Are you Dennis Simpson? Oh, is it my turn already? Did the agency send you down?
You're... Dennis? Dennis from the Big Red House? You sang the birthday song to me, Sally Briscoe. Oh, you wouldn't remember me, but I sent in a picture of me riding my sheepdog. No, but I have kids of my own now. I grew up and got married, and now Jason is 5 and Brittany is 6.
I'm not from any agency. I saw your show in Vancouver. Oh?
Could you sing my daughter a birthday song? My kids are just out in the van with Brad. I'll bring them right in.
The Big Red House had great numbers in Vancouver. No. I saw your stage play, Dennis Anyone. I loved it. Really? You found it funny? Tragic, actually. I was 17, and I had seen other stuff about coming out, but for some reason, your story really spoke to me. I mean, here you were, a nationally known kids entertainer, and you decided to come out to the whole friggin' country. I mean, you'll have to excuse me, but that took some balls. Wow. Did I ever need to hear this today? It was before Ellen, before Rosie, even before Will and Grace. There were a lot more unknowns. I went home that night after seeing your play, and I came out to my father. How did it go? 8 years later, I'm still working on it.
Okay, here we go. Jason, this is Dennis from TV, and this is Brittany. Honey, the nice man is going to sing you a birthday song.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Anyways, if I really... I can see you're kind of busy, but I just wanted to thank you for giving me the courage to tell the world I'm proud to be gay.
Oh, dear.
You're a real role model. Thank you. Your timing is impeccable. Take good care. Alrighty then, about that birthday song.
Oh, I can see that you're busy with your fans.
Oh, I'm not busy at all. Hi there, Brittany. Oh, aren't you a pretty little angel? And what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, and Jason.
We really have to run. Brad is double parked. So nice to see you, and all the best with your life thing. Bye now.
Bye, Jason. Brittany. Remember, brush up and down, just say no. Only you can prevent forest fires. Stay in school.
Laurier High, Guildwood Village, Scarborough, Ontario. Scarberia. Scarlem. In those days, it was as Anglo-Saxon and far away from Jamaica as you can get. White suburbia, lace curtains, manicured lawns, swimming pools. And little bastard angel me, the only black dot in this sea of white faces, the precious black pearl. I was different. I was rare. I stood out. I was a member of every club. The track and field club, the yearbook club, the typing club. Yeah, that's where boys met girls. The camera club, the Latin club, the drama club. But in 1967, my own favorite club, my private club, was the triumvirate. Judy, Frank, and me. Judy. My frizzy-haired Earth mother. Oh, I had such a crush on her.
Okay, wait a minute. Take Suzanne. People say that song is so existential that it's about the importance of personal freedom, about making decisions, about commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that Leonard Cohen wrote that little song about the wife of one of his university professors. He was bawling her at the time.
Oh, God.
What do you think, Frank?
So he was pumping her. Does that invalidate his experience?
Not invalidate, but it compromises the integrity of the singer. I mean, he's pontificating about moral purity.
No, not moral purity, sensual purity.
Sensual?
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics say, you want to travel blind and you know that you can trust her. Trust, that's a moral characteristic?
For she's touched her perfect body with your mind. He trusts her because he's imagined intimacy with her. The body represents intimacy.
I wish this would never end.
I think that's an excuse for him to tear off a piece in the side.
And what's wrong with sex? Some of my best friends have it.
With each other?
Not yet.
Not yet. Then when?
Or better yet, who?
You tell us.
Me? Why me? I was just minding my own business talking about Leonard Cohen. Remember him? The guy who wrote songs about boffing his professor's wife?
At least he was honest. He knew who he wanted to do, and he went for it. Not like some people.
What's that supposed to mean?
Guys, it's getting late. I gotta go.
You walking home?
Yeah. Dennis?
Sure. You guys can walk with me to Catalina and drop me off and then take the boulevard home.
Oh, okay. Or we can take Alberta Avenue to Homewood and then drop Frank off and then cut back through the park to my place, to our places.
Oh, okay, sure.
Or we can take the shortcut through the park to Judy's and drop her off and then zip back to Homewood, which leads to my place. And yours, of course. It's your call, Dennis. What do you want?
I want us to stay together.
Like me and you, he is trying to get into things more happy.
Will it be door number one, door number two, or door number three? That's the magic question. I had a crush on Judy, and I thought she had a crush on Frank, and the two of them wanted to be alone together, without me. But that night, I broke up the triumvirate. I chose door number three, and the grand prize was Frank. And door number three opened the door to the closet.
You're back! Is that my latte? Oh, just keep the change.
Oh, my treat, Angel.
Aren't you sweet?
What's the ETA?
Your buddy Gilroy is in there now, and then you're next. Hey, that's a pretty ring.
Yeah, it was a gift. Now I'm just going to plant myself over here with my CD player. Shout loud.
Super!
Friends grow, separate, and move on. Judy got married right after high school to her biker boyfriend. Frank wanted to be the next great writer, so he traveled around the world and then became the next great waiter. And me? Well, I took the theater arts program at York University. But before I even graduated, I was asked to audition for a leading role in the Toronto company of Hair.
Gimme head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
Hair. The anti-war musical. Hair. The hippie musical. And Hair, the voice of color-conscious America. I was cast in the show, but not for the part I auditioned for. I was told by the directors that I wasn't black enough. I didn't talk black. I didn't walk black. I didn't have enough tood. Who am I? What kind of black man am I? How should a black man from white suburbia behave? I was a Jamaican man with a Canadian accent in an American show, playing a black character created and directed by white people who decided that I was not black enough. You have to remember that when I was a kid in Jamaica, almost everybody was black. Cops, doctors, teachers. Once I came to Canada,
they were few and far between. But I always knew I was black. I didn't talk to my white friends about it, but it rarely abandoned my consciousness. It was my secret obsession, my companion, my fetish, my blackness. In those days, Canadian blacks got their blackness from the Royal Canadian Post Office. Blackness was mailed over from Jamaica in cardboard boxes full of hair care products like wide tooth combs and hair grease. Blackness was Trinidad pepper sauce and Christmas fruit cakes with rum wrapped in brown paper. And blackness was mailed from New York City and Detroit, Michigan, disguised as newspapers and 45 RPM records. As a teenager, I hungered for things black, and I devoured every book, TV show, film, and news story I could find, which wasn't a lot in Scarborough, Ontario. I listened to the same music as my friends, but found myself drawn to jazz and blues and this new thing, Motown. Oh, especially Diana Ross. I loved Diana Ross. She was a star, and I wanted to be a star. This was the 60s, and to be black meant to be a black American. I realized that if I wanted to be a star in Canada, I would have to go to the capital. New York. Broadway. So, I did. It was an exciting time to be in New York, the musical theater mecca of the world. I buried myself in work, work, work. I took 3 dance classes a day, 5 days a week. I got an agent. I got a job off Broadway in a little show, and then another and another. And finally, I got a part in Jesus Christ Superstar on Broadway. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Nam yoring yo nam yoring yo nam yoring yo. How's this for irony? While acting in a play about Jesus Christ, I became a Buddhist. One day, on my way back from rehearsal, I heard this droning from the green room. One of my fellow cast members was rubbing her beads and chanting, Nam-yo-ring-yo, nam-yo-ring-yo, nam-yo-ring-yo. I want to be healthy. Nam-yo-ring-yo, nam-yo-ring-yo, nam-yo-ring-yo. I want to be strong. Nam-yo-ring-yo, nam-yo-ring-yo, nam-yo-ring-yo. I want a better agent. Anchored by my new faith, I played Broadway. Lived in the Big Apple, the Afro-American capital of urban 70s soul. I didn't have to mail order my blackness anymore. I had direct human contact, one black body to another, soaking up all the handshakes, slang, dances, soul food and gospel music, barbershops and protest rallies. I could suck up my blackness directly through a straw, wallow in it, pray to it, and devour it with a spoon. And when I met Gloria, oh, the Georgia peach, soulful mama, and ebony goddess, I knew I could be consumed by it. A great actress and an amazing singer, she was my black pedigree, my cultural legitimacy, and a fellow cast member. Late night sambucas and soul food feasts led to romance and sleepovers. In retrospect, it seems so obvious that the marriage was a bad idea. But it seemed all right at the time. She got her stability and I got my black legitimacy, but in the end, we collided, combusted, and disintegrated. Love? I fell in love with a color, not a person. It was a marriage of convenience. I got my green card, and she got the apartment. My real marriage would come eventually, but I had to go through a few more years of soul-searching first. So I did Broadway, partied and played, and got wasted and laid. But after a couple of years, the party wound down, Superstar wound down, and I wound up in the market for a new gig. I found myself missing my home, my friends, and my family. And lo and behold, one day, my agent tells me about an audition to host a TV show in, ta-da, Toronto. So, I returned to Canada with an impressive resume, only to find out exactly what that show was.
The Big Red House, the Big Red House, we all live in the Big Red House. Can Dennis come out and play and sing our troubles away? The Big Red House, the Big Red House, with Timmy the Turtle and Mindy the Mouse, they'll help us sing a song. So won't you come along? So won't you come along?
Hi, I'm Dennis, Canada's answer to Mr. Rogers. Maybe you've seen me on TV. Of course you have. You stopped me on the street to say, I love you and the joy that you bring my family. Oh, thank you. You've also come up to me in the bar and said,
if my kids could see you now, screwed any turtle puppets lately?
That's not nice. Okay, sure, I'm a grown man who plays with talking turtles and wisecracking mice for a living. You'd say,
hey, can't you take a joke? That Dennis isn't a real you, it's just an image.
But you were wrong. It was the real me. Well, a part of me, at least. It was my innocence. What's that, Timmy? Enough of that innocence crap? Who do I think I am? I'm the HNIC, head Negro in charge, and I'll be your host for today's program. Excuse me, Mitzi? I'm only an actor who was hired because it was politically correct, and nobody takes me seriously, and I'm not good enough to do the classics, or to be the romantic lover, or the action hero, or the macho man? Okay, kids, it's time for a song. When your kitties give you that I'm bored look, don't give them sunshine or a storybook. Just plop them in front of the TV's glare
and place your children in my care.
Leave their fingers up their noses and fresh boogers on their chins. You can run off to the kitchen. Hey, pour yourself a gin. Pretend for a sec you never had that rocking night of sin that left you with a permanent backache and a whining set of twins. Because I'll take care of your kids. I'll teach them right from wrong. I'll give them all the love they need in a 30-second song. I'll blow a kiss or two from you so you can chug along without a four-year-old pounding on the door to bug you for a hug. It was an honor to be a trusted children's entertainer, and that job sustained me through the 70s. Oh, do you remember the 70s? It was the dawning of the age of Aquarius, where everyone was seeking spirituality. Oddly enough, the temple most frequently worshipped at was the temple of the body. It was a time to celebrate sexual desire as an impulse of the gods. So the best way to share your holiness was to pray at another temple. You know what I'm saying? It was the late 70s, Toronto. I flirted. I cruised. You come here often? Yeah. I'm the guy from TV. Married? Huh.
Wanna dance? Scorpio. Montreal. Where are you staying? Good one. Let's go to my place. Whatever, wherever, whoever, stranger, whatever. Perfect. No attachment, no demands. Until one night, I met one man.
Excuse me, but haven't we met before?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I made a mistake.
I remember you. You're that guy from the theater.
Yeah. I'm that guy. I thought maybe I saw you before somewhere backstage.
Could be. On the stairwell back, maybe stage left. I think I was going up.
Down. You were coming downstairs and you stopped at the landing and turned and looked right at me. I think.
Chris, I was your lighting designer on the show. Dennis.
Thanks for illuminating me. Mind if I stay?
And stay, I did. Within 3 months, we were living together in pure bliss.
Hamilton? You're doing Ain't Misbehaving in Hamilton. Why do you have to leave town again?
Because maybe that's what I do for a living. It's called acting.
But 6 more weeks. You just got back from Halifax. What's next? Godspell in Winnipeg?
Oh, don't be absurd. Besides, 6 weeks is just enough time for you to quit smoking.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. If you wanted to, you could turn down some of these out-of-town shows. You don't see me taking road gigs.
Oh, don't do me any favors.
That's it. I'm taking Beau for a walk.
Oh, wait, Chris. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I know you turned down Evita and...
It wasn't hard to do. I just said no.
You can work anywhere. But how many roles are there for black actors in Canada? Especially where I get to sing.
You've got a role here, and you can sing all you want.
Everybody says this gig would be great for my career.
Everybody who? Your groupies?
Groupies?
Those wannabes who call here day and night. Is Dennis there? Is Dennis there? Where's Dennis?
Hey, just because I have friends...
Right,
doesn't mean that...
friends. When was the last time one of them called you when they didn't need something? A referral, a little cash, just to get through the week, a toke.
Artists have it rough.
Artists make art. They don't just sit around at Starbucks and talk about it. These people aren't your friends, Dennis. Which one of them did you actually pick to be your friend? They latched onto you hoping a TV gig would rub off.
You'd rather I never talk to anybody but you. Never laugh at anyone else's jokes, or, God forbid, have coffee with anyone else. Look, I'm gregarious. In case you forgot, you met me in a bar, and I was surrounded by friends.
I met you on a stairwell, and you were alone.
Whew. Yo, dog. They left you alone here?
Hey, Gilroy. Guess I'm the last one. How do you doing there?
Booyaka, baby! I slayed him, bruh. Not a man standing. Hey, yo, dog. I mean, it's all good with me and you, though. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but love right here, man. No drama. Cool?
Cool. No drama. None at all.
What I'm saying is, you still have a shot, bruh. They had me read for a bunch of parts, man. Even the pimp.
That's a shock.
I feel you. Well, walk tall, my brother. I didn't hear no fat lady singing yet. Touch me. Man, that's a fat rock, bruh. That must have cost you big.
Yeah, it cost me. But it was worth it.
Righteous. Well, I'm off to my next. The new J-Lo flick shooting in town. And I'm up for cab driving number 2. 6 lines, man. Peace.
Yeah. Peace.
We haven't been here for a while. Not since...
Valentine's Day. Ha! 3 years ago. I've missed it.
The food?
This. Us. Alone with nothing else on our minds.
Well, actually, there is something on my mind.
Are you going to propose? If you start singing, I'll shoot you. Bastard. Angel.
Bastard angel.
Dan. I'm starving. Oh, I hope they have the trout special.
We can't just...
Oh, let's splurge. My treat.
Dennis, there's stuff we need to decide.
I know. Oh, canard l'orange. Ooh.
I guess it's different for you.
Different? You know, I would...
I know you would. I didn't mean it like that.
You have to believe.
You can't decide to believe. You either do or you don't.
That's where you're wrong. You decide to believe first, and then when the roadblocks are down, you wake up one morning and you realize. You just do.
You wake up one morning and... I don't know how we got started on this. It's not what was on my mind.
No?
Not worried about me.
You mean me?
You and my mom, but mostly you. Sometimes you say things that worry me.
Things like...
Like, I wish this would last forever. I wish this would never end.
But those are nice thoughts.
Nice why?
I want us to stay together.
But we can't. Things are going to change soon.
Not soon.
Stop it.
You can't think like that. I could get hit.
I know. You could get hit by a bus. Well, go do it then. Step in front of a goddamn bus already and spare me the platitudes. Soon, very soon, you'll be alone. And you know what's really bugging me? You keep corralling me into these conversations about life after death. Life after death. Yeah, I'm scared and I'm pissed off, but that's not what's waking me up in the middle of the night. What I'm really worried about is not life after death. It's life after life. Yours. Mom's. She's grown accustomed to having you come around.
And I still will. You don't have to ask me that. You had the same conversation with your mother, didn't you? About me.
Are you gentlemen ready to order?
I'll have the steak tartare, and he'll have the trout almondine, and we'll share a bottle of Fontan Frida Barola 1978.
Excellent selection. Merci, monsieur.
I think so.
You know what you have to do.
Get my teeth cleaned?
Come out. You need to come out.
Hello? We've been living together for 6 years. Christmas at your parents', your mom's birthday, remember?
I mean, come out professionally to Canada, to everyone who grew up watching you on TV.
I don't hide anything, and besides, I've got to keep a part of myself for myself. Don't I have a right to some privacy? Being gay is not the primary motivating force in my life, and it's not like I'm hiding in a closet or marrying a movie star. I'm open.
Not just that. I'm talking about coming out about your entire self. All that stuff you've told me about race, your family, your childhood, everything you keep bottled up inside.
Like call up City TV News and say, breaking story, Kitty host is...
Why not write a show about it?
I'm an actor, not a writer.
Every actor is a writer. Every time you inhabit a role, you write your own story into it. You told me once that an actor uses everything that ever happened to him, the good and the bad.
But a show?
You can put in all the stuff you've told me about your life. Like when your mom left Jamaica and when you immigrated to Canada. You can talk about playing on Broadway and your marriage.
Oh, and the TV show. Yeah, there's stuff to talk about. I could even be in the show.
In it? You are the show. A one-man show starring you. You could play all the roles. Your teacher, your school friends, your mom.
Oh, I couldn't play my mom. That would be too disrespectful. Oh, but I could do a mean take on my old teacher in Jamaica. I sure do have a story to tell.
I can help you.
Help me write it?
Not a chance. I'll help you develop the plot.
A plot? I don't even have a title.
You could call it, When Actors Attack. No, seriously. You could call it, Dennis the Menace.
Oh, yeah.
No. Dennis in the House.
Dennis anyone?
Dennis anyone. It's perfect. Hey, remember what you said earlier?
About believing?
About proposing.
Oh,
Holy crap. Huh, what's that?
It was my father's ring. I want you to have it. He gave it to me a long time ago and always intended that it would go to my spouse.
Huh. It's surprisingly beautiful. You're really buying into this angel thing.
Don't rush me. I'd rather be a bastard for a little while longer.
Skin-deep attraction became soul-deep devotion. I finally had someone I wanted to be faithful to. Imagine being with someone and having them love me. I present myself, my true self to you. My soul centered in my flesh. I have finally found a family in you. Just to watch you sleep, the snore, the drool, the you. You are a force of nature, an act of God barely contained in your clothes. Just to watch you unencumbered beside me. You beside me. You even call me Dennis, Anthony, Leopold, Symphony. With you in my life, for that 6-year minute, the sun shone. It pissed rain. Our garden grew and was sometimes consumed, but it prospered perennially and annually. It grew and grew, and we grew and grew and grew, and oh, in spite of and because of all we were, I, for a 6-year minute, loved you. How do you hold a flower and let it live forever? He held my face in his hands. I hold my life in his heart. Imagine a 6-year minute.
Oh, sorry. Just grooving.
They're ready to see you now. Boy, you used to be famous or something, eh? These guys all watched you on TV when they were kids.
Saves me a headshot.
Did you finish your vibe sheet?
Yeah.
Acceptance, humor, love, and peace. 1, 2, 3. That's only 4 words. We need 5.
Put forgiveness as my last word.
Super! Right this way.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. Yeah, I'm that guy. Thank you. Thank you. I love you all. Thank you. All right.
On Sunday Showcase, you've just heard Dennis Anyone, written by Dennis Simpson and Jerry Atwell. In the cast, you heard Patricia Idlett as Pearl and Sally, Drusilla Evans as Mrs. Garrick, Leslie Ewan as the receptionist and young Dennis, Simon James as the fan, John James Hong was Chris, Alessandro Giuliani played Frank, and Rebecca Harker was Judy. Kusei Mankuma played Gilroy. Jerry Atwell worked at Starbucks, and of course, Dennis Simpson was himself. Our recording engineer was Chris Cutress, and the associate producer was Dagmar Kefanke-Nunn. Special Big Red House music was composed and performed by Jerry Atwell. Dennis Anyone was produced in Vancouver by Heather Brown. Many of the dramas you hear on our show are available on CD. For more details, you can go to our website, www.cbc.ca/radiodrama, and follow the link marked Merchandise. Or you can phone 416-205-5966 or email us at radiodramaonCD@toronto.cbc.ca. If you would like to send us a letter, please address it to Sunday Showcase, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. And send emails to sunshowcase, that's one word, sunshowcase@cbc.ca. Now, here's a clip from next week's play.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the event you've all been waiting for. Time for the Cowboys to ride them bulls. Now, first out of the gate is our host, Tom Telford. He's on one of Mo Hansen's meanest twisters, Quicksilver.
Nice going, cowboy.
Oh, Rosie. You got here just in time to watch me fall on my arse. I was starting to think you weren't going to show.
You're bleeding.
What, this eye? Just a scratch.
Better come inside with me. I'll clean that up for you.
Ow, that stings.
All right. Hold your arm still now. And your other arm? Tom, stop that.
Ah, come on, Rosie, give me a little sugar. You know you can't resist a man in chaps.
Oh, for God's sakes, you got a death wish? Jake's right outside the door. And Mary's got eyes on her like a hawk.
Relax, will ya? Jake don't suspect a thing. And what does Mary know? She's just a kid.
Honey, you haven't been paying attention lately. Mary's got bigger tits than I do.
Ah, to hell with Jake and to hell with Mary, too. I'm just waiting till I can waltz you into a dark corner tonight. Maybe take you for a walk down by the slough later, like that night after the Bowery dance. Remember, Rosie? Remember.
Stop it. I mean it. That's enough. Okay, that bandage is gonna have to do. Now listen up. We don't have much time, and I've got to talk to you.
Jesus, you sound so damn bleak. Cheer up, will you, Rosie? You know, I had to go to Saskatoon last week, so while I was there, I did some anniversary shopping.
Whose anniversary?
Yours and mine.
Huh.
I'm serious. It's a year ago on Sunday since you showed up on my doorstep with that choke cherry jelly. Damn good jelly. Though maybe a little too sweet.
Look, I've got to talk to you.
Ain't you even curious about your present? Got it right here.
Join us again next week when we feature Homestead, Glenda McFarlane's play about a prairie fire that threatens the livelihood and memories of four generations of a Saskatchewan family. That's it for tonight. Just a reminder that this program will be aired again tomorrow night on Monday Night Playhouse at 9.05 p.m. on CBC Radio 2. For Sunday Showcase, I'm executive producer Damiano Pietropaolo. Stay with us now for Katie Malik and Jazz Beat on CBC Radio 1. Good night.